Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Covenant. Promises. What covenants have you made? What promises have you made? Covenants sometimes get broken. But the covenant between God and God's people never gets broken. Covenants involve actions, human responses, and the good thing about the covenant with God is that it's a relationship that's with God that will always continue. It never ends. The covenant with God never ends. The bow in the sky, the covenant of ancestors and of naming. Okay, so let's talk about that ancestor thing. Didn't you hear me say that Abraham was 99 years old and Sarah must have been at least 90? But God promises ancestors to Abraham and to Sarah. So what is going to happen but laugh? Sarah laughs. Of course, think about it. Sarah laughs. But before that laugh happens, their names are changed from Abram to Abraham and Sarai to Sarah. Why? Why did that happen? To me, it's kind of a naming like baptism. It's not called baptism, but it's a naming like baptism. The covenant of God is upon them. So let's think about names. The name here that's used, one of the few times in the Bible it's used, it's El Shaddai, which means God of the mountains. God of the mountains, El Shaddai, calls forth this covenant. Let's think about our names. When I was growing up, having a twin that looked just like me, whose name was Cindy, you know, people tend to get confused. Cindy, Mindy, you know, it's the fact that they didn't know they were having twins caused some of this grief. They didn't just do it in our nicknames. It was also Melinda and Lucinda. Well, you know how sometimes when you get in trouble and they go down the list of names, you know, you can't quite get to your name. They go down the list of names. Well, for my mom, it wasn't even her generation. She got called with the generation in front of her as well. They would go down the names till they got to her. But being Cindy and Mindy, people tended to have a hard time trying to decide which of us was which. Because when we were younger, we really, truly looked exactly alike. In fact, there are pictures that I'm finding now that neither one of us know who's who. We really, literally don't know who's who. Now, if Mom was still alive, she might be able to tell us. Dad's trying, but, yeah, you know. So it got to be so funny because they couldn't tell who we were, so they began calling us Smindy. What's in a name? Think about it. What's in your name? Do you live up to your name? It's always nice to be called your name. There are times that I get called Cindy now, and people don't even know my sister. But Mindy's not the most common name in the world, so, you know, you start with Cindy, and, you know, it's like, I always just answer. But the thing is, when we're named by God, like Abraham and Sarah were named by God, we're claimed by God. The covenant is for us as well. I want to be called my name, just like you want to be called your name. So, do you live up to your name? Does Grace United Church of Christ live up to its name? Why was it named Grace United Church of Christ? Are we amazing? Can we be more amazing? What is the covenant that God has with us? So their name, Abraham, Sarah. So then the laughter happens. And of course it's going to happen. And laughter is so healing. Laughter is so great. Sometimes when I'm sitting in my office and I check an email or I get a Facebook message or something, I start laughing out loud and Sandy will stick her head in, "What's so funny?" Because I'm not talking to anybody, but laughter, it's all part of it. Well, what's so funny with Sarah is she's now been promised a descendant at the ripe old age of 90 and 99. I, for one, don't want to have that surprise at 90 or 99. I don't want that surprise. But for Sarah and Abraham, it was a wonderful surprise for them. God gives us wonderful surprises all the time. And, yeah, sometimes all we can do is laugh. And that's such an amazing gift that we have, that laughter that we can have. Don't be afraid to laugh. You know, many of us are these German Reformed people, and we're afraid to laugh, and we're afraid to move, and we try, you know, all the things that we've been taught. But God is so wonderful. We have to move. We have to laugh. We're allowed to do that. Those things that we've learned from early days, God changes us. So let's show joy. Let's be like Sarah and laugh. Let's share the covenant. Let's call one another by name. And let's remember the stories of our faith and grow from the stories of our faith as we continue to be and do and laugh together. Because you see, God is at work. God is at work in this story, and God is at work in our lives. Shaping family, shaping church, shaping us. I invite you this day to laugh. It's snowing, it's Sunday, it's Lent, but I invite you to laugh. And I invite you to laugh wholeheartedly. And I invite you to be in covenant with God, to be named like Abraham, like Sarah, and to be claimed by God. Remember that, because we are blessed by God. But our challenge is to live into our name, Christian, United Church of Christ, Grace, and then add your own. That is our challenge. And what a wonderful challenge that is for us this day. Thanks be to God. Amen.